Sniffing out the secrets of smelling. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Of all the senses, smell gets the least respect. But according to Pamela Scott Johnson, a researcher at Spelman College and the Center for Behavioral Neuroscience, it's far more important than we think.
The reality of it is that we rely a lot more on our olfactory senses than I think we can imagine. And we certainly can acknowledge that in the presence of someone who is anosmic, who doesn't have any sense of smell.
She and her colleagues are trying to understand how smell works, what role it plays in attraction between individuals, and how it's able to trigger powerful memories. More basically, Dr. Scott Johnson says we need a better understanding of how the nose and brain work together to discriminate among thousands of odors.
Well, we really want to learn how it is that humans are able to discriminate, how they are able to not only distinguish one odorant from another, how they're able to distinguish intensity, how strong that odorant is.
The research could lead not only to better treatments for anosmia, but to a better understanding of the complex interplay between nose and brain. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.